Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Gyan Pod, the one-stop destination to explore the latest happenings, strategies, tools, techniques and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar and we have Chaman Jitia, the founder and CEO of Win at E-commerce with us today. Chaman has 15 years of experience in the e-commerce space. He has driven transformation, change in public and private companies across the US. By leveraging email marketing and automation alongside a deep understanding of traffic generation strategies, Chaman has powered over 800% growth in the companies that he has worked with. Through corporate marketing know-how and a talented global team, his team helps e-commerce businesses acquire local customers. Hi, Chaman, a warm welcome on our show.
Thank you very much for having me here today. This is awesome. Thank you.
Okay. And we are excited to have you and learn about the step-by-step email marketing strategy that will be helpful for e-commerce and other B2B businesses.
Perfect. That's what I'm here for. Excellent.
Okay. Okay, so to start our conversation of today, if you can let the audience know a bit about yourself, about your corporate journey, and also a bit about what you work, what your team does at Win at E-commerce.
Perfect, absolutely. So I grew up in an entrepreneurial household. So my dad and mother owned their own small business. So I grew up in that environment. My first job out of college was working in retail, and that's where I fell in love with sales and helping people out. And my favorite days in retail were always Black Friday and grand openings and all that. So I've always loved the excitement and the hustle bustle. And I also love the idea that in a retail environment, the ways we merchandise the store, the ways we interact with clients directly led to sales. So my marketing journey started in 2008, director of marketing for a publicly traded company. And, we grew from, four locations to 22 here in America and over $110 million a year in sales. And part of our bag of goodies was email marketing. At the time, MailChimp was the deal with Mandrill. They were very innovative. You know, I don't think so much today, but back then that was the main thing. Fast forward a few years and I came out here to Dallas, Texas to work with a consolidator. And I got my first taste of big time e-commerce, and we grew a company 800% in 2 years through channel expansion and email marketing, doing consumer electronics. And so we took them from $500,000 to $5 million a year in sales. And that's when I was first introduced to Klaviyo. So today I run an agency and founded one called Win at E-commerce. And Win at E-commerce specializes in email marketing and retention marketing using email and SMS and push notifications to help B2C and B2B businesses thrive and grow. And I started the agency 2.5 years ago. I come from where a lot of your listeners come from. I come from the business side. So I know what it's like to interact with agencies, the good and the bad. So it's always been our goal since day one to always put ourselves in the customer's shoes, to look at the bottom line, not try to give away a bunch of hard-earned margin when it comes to email marketing, and to find innovative ways of creating like an art and science approach to email. Beautiful emails that use science to send at the right time with the right messaging, testing. I've got, on my team today, I've got data scientists and developers, all for the express interest of getting sales for my customers. So today I've got a team of about 15 people that work with me all over the world. It's my part of my day is spent interviewing people to always be upgrading the team and getting better and better and better. And our goal is day in and day out is to help our customers win. And that's why I call the company Win at E-commerce.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, now, in this digital marketing world, I would say only digital marketing, it's a kind of computer digital marketing space. How do you see email marketing in terms of getting the ROI for business?
Sure. So, you're right. It's a competitive market. Digital marketing is in one way is getting tougher and tougher every day, but in other ways, there's a lot more tools that makes it more efficient and better for clients. So to stand out and to get a good ROI, it's frankly, in my world, it's having a team of experts that know the correct direction to get there. Most of the business owners that I talk to that come to me saying, I need help, it's because they've tried to use these tools and they're frustrated. They did not get the results they expected. And frankly, across the entire panoply of digital marketing tools out there, there's a lot of promises, but those promises are only realized if you have the time, effort, and energy to get there. So if you've got a big team and you've got a person you can say, hey, go out there, learn this tool and go for it, that's great. But by and large, new tools are coming out all the time. There's always this new whiz bang new thing coming out. So it's really important to have either an expert on your team or hire an expert like myself that already knows and can cut through all the nonsense and get you from point A to point B a lot faster. So I think the way to get to ROI is, no matter whatever strategy you as a business owner want to pursue, whether it's email and retention based, or it's paid advertising, or it's organic traffic, that you say, hey, I can either A, invest in my own people, which is, you know, you can find somebody really good external and hire them, great. That's gonna be a high expense. Hiring somebody internally is sometimes an okay idea if you have the right person, but a lot of times I find you're met with frustration and problems. Or C, you can go and hire an agency that will propel you there very quickly. And there's no reason why you couldn't at the same time then start bringing on some of that institutional knowledge internally at the same time. So to really get the best ROI, I think it's smart to look at the different, you know, look at your team, look at what your strategic initiatives are, and then align that with either an internal person, hiring a person externally to work full time, or to look for an agency.
Okay, got it. Let's say they are businesses, and they are e-commerce businesses especially. If they are planning to initiate this email marketing strategy on their own, let's say, if they want to initiate debugging, so what all important guidelines or what should be the strategy plan that you'll be recommending to them so that they can start with the basic one at their end?
Sure. So I'll give you my 10 email marketing strategies for B2B businesses. And a lot of this goes for e-commerce as well. So I think the number one thing you should do is start. So if you're thinking about it, you're like, should I do email marketing or not? The short answer is yes. Start, do email marketing, just get it going, because the power of email marketing is based upon the network effect, the number of people you've got, and you've got to start sometime. So even if it's not great, it doesn't matter. Just take the first step. The second thing I say is it's important to get permission. So what's happening in email marketing today in the digital marketing area is really interesting. And let me explain. Pay-per-click, social advertising, all of that are third-party services, third-party cookies and whatnot, that today are looked at very negatively by privacy advocates and a lot of users. A lot of the people that you all want to talk to don't like being tracked by all these services. Email marketing has now found a special place. It's called a first-person or first-person cookie or zero-person cookie that is permission-based. So when a customer gives you their email, they're giving you permission to market to them. So what that means now is when that person hits your website and gives you their email, they're saying, hey, advertise to me, or I'm gonna give you my email in return for something else. But by having that email, you can uniquely identify them. So now that email being in your ESP, your email service provider, now allows you to link it to your ads and your other services to kind of bring it all together and start forming a real story about that person, which is very unique. So my number two piece is get that permission, get that pop-up going, and offer something of value in exchange for that email, whether it's a PDF, a discounted offer, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Just do something now to get that information. Number three, I recommend that you create three personas of your perfect client. Those personas don't have to be perfect, but you want to base them upon demographics, age, gender, role in the company. What are they doing? What are they searching for? And just throw them against the wall, make three personas, and make emails and that offer I just talked about for that pop-up pertain to those people. What would they want in exchange for their email, and throw it out there? Just get started. You can always change personas later. Number four, deliver content of value to them. in your drip emails, and you do want to have a series of welcome emails or drip emails going out, you want to give out a little bit of proprietary information. Like, you know your customers, so give them what they want. And in my company, I know there's some closely held secrets, if you will, that my team's like, I don't want to give that out. And I'm like, no, we want to give that out. So we want to stop, say, you know, what did it take our experts and our team a couple of years to come to, you know, a new idea about, and give it out freely. I believe that if you give freely, that you'll get returns tenfold. So give that information out. Number five, create automated drips that answer the questions your customers have. One thing to do is, your website is likely filled with wonderful information. And if you go to Google Analytics, it's very likely, if it's like my website, a lot of pages don't get traffic. But that information's good. So I definitely think in your emails, you should be taking some of that maybe, you know, not found quite often information from your website, and make sure it hits your emails so that they are seeing that valuable information through that. Number six is, stop working so hard. You know, if you make a blog or a social post, that's also could be an email. Vice versa. If you have a good email idea, make it into a blog, a longer form blog or a social post. You know, if you're a small or medium business, your resources of people are probably limited. So work once, send it out multiple ways, stop working so hard. The next one's a little bit more advanced, but it's really important, I think. Score your leads. People that hit your site, especially in a B2B world, are bouncing all over the place. And if someone hits your pricing page, if someone hits a product page, that's way more valuable than someone who's going to your terms and conditions page, someone going to your privacy policy page. And tools like Klaviyo, which we're a Master Platinum partner with, give you the ability to score those people so that you can look at your the traffic on your site and say, wow, this person is way more valuable based upon their website behavior than this person. And then you can start sending messages directly to that highly valuable person that maybe hasn't converted yet into a sale, and get them to nurture them through the process. The next one is connect your email provider, whether it's Klaviyo or whatever, and help your salespeople out by nurturing them and connecting it to whatever platforms they're using. If they've got a CRM like HubSpot connected to your ESP, if they've got, I don't know, NetSuite, Oracle, you name it, connect it to your ESP so that there's a congruency in the messaging going back and forth. In fact, we just finished up a project where we connected a client's Google Workspace Gmail so that when their salespeople, they don't have a CRM per se, but when their salespeople send off a templated email out of Gmail, then it automatically fires off a drip in Klaviyo. So an entire series of like five emails starts based upon the templated email of that salesperson. So that salesperson's just doing the same thing they do every day, but now they've got a power of an entire drip system behind them, nurturing that person through to take the next steps of that salesperson. That salesperson doesn't have to worry about it. So it's really like empowering the tools your salespeople are doing. Number nine, unify your data. You need to have a source of truth for your data. There's a big buzzword in marketing today called CDP. Customer data platform. And what it really is, it's really a, well, it's the latest buzzword, but it's the culmination of marketers' frustration in not having the data that they need to make business decisions. And if you're a medium or larger size company, what a CDP is the marketing home of the data, the source of truth for marketing, where you can house your data, you can massage it and make it, normalize it, make it usable, and then deploy it and creating segmentation or empowering, you know, through your customer resource management software, your review loyalty software, your Google Analytics, your Google Ads and your Facebook Ads, based upon that data. And Klaviyo now has a CDP they just came out with. Certain customers qualify, certain don't. But what it's really doing is it's a movement towards getting a unified view for marketing purposes of your client and acting upon it. And then finally, my number 10 is my biggie. It's measure, measure, measure. There's an old adage that I grew up on. It says, what gets measured gets done. So it's really important that you measure what you think success looks like for your clients. And I look through this as an email lens, but you can look through it through all your lenses. But if you're not hitting your KPIs that you expect for email, you need to have an automated way of looking at it and going back and looking at it again and again. And I think so often the people that are listening right now may not know exactly what to do, but you just need to get started. So the point is, throw a hypothesis out there, find a way to measure it, and then check back on the hypothesis. And if it's not right, fix your hypothesis, check a new one, and go from there. So there you go. There's my 10 marketing strategies for email for B2B and for B2C.
Perfect. Very likely advice that you have given. Just one point that I want to add from my end is that also that, you know, generally while we go for email marketing, that is about cleaning of the data. Because, you know, wherever we have that data, we know that there might be that few of the data or few of the details they were interested at some of the time. Now, if we are sending the emails at regular interval, and if we are seeing that they are not responding, or that, you know, if they are not opening, then at a, let's say there can be a frequency of, let's say, 6 months or 1 year, where we can filter out these data so that we have the active amount of active customers that are a kind of potential where we can sell out our products.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole data cleaning and normalizing, it's not sexy, but it's so important. And, you know, one of the things we do in Klaviyo and whatever email platform you're in, just to what you said, is after 6 months, if someone hasn't clicked or someone hasn't interacted on the website in 6 months, we put them into a suppression segment of like unengaged. We call it a sunset or twilight flow. And we just quietly put them away. We do send two final emails that are kind of funny to re-engage. But if they don't engage in those last two emails, you know, we just put them away. Now, I say that, but we will still email them like once or twice a year to try to get them going again. But at the end of the day, for our normal communication, no. You totally want to do that. It helps out on many levels. And some people that we deal with love claiming they've got a 150,000 person email list. But if only 10,000 people are entering, you know, interacting with your emails, you really only have a 10,000 person email list. Let's be honest here.
Definitely. That helps me. Okay, so, you know, you were mentioning few of the tools that, in our previous conversation. So can you help the audience understand, or, you know, if you can help the audience about what are few of the prominent email marketing tools that can be used to have a better process and also to get a better insight of our campaign?
Yeah, totally. Perfect. So, you know, my agency as the founder, I can choose any piece of software to, you know, more or less hitch a horse to. And I chose Klaviyo. So if you're in e-commerce at all, Klaviyo is the best. There's a lot of other ones out there. There is OmniSend, there's SendinBlue, there's MailChimp is going more e-commerce. But frankly, what Klaviyo creates today, all the other ones will rip off down the road. So you might as well be at the most advanced tool out there. And what's good about Klaviyo is they're building out their tech stack. So while they're known for email, they now support SMS, and it's as good as Yotpo and SMS Bump and Attentive and Emotive and other big SMS providers out there. It's powered by what is it? They're powered by the same platform as everybody else is out there. So the sending and all that is equivalent. But beyond that, now they've also added in Klaviyo reviews. So if you're on a Shopify store, you can get Klaviyo reviews now to enable your reviews all on one platform. They just released their CDP, which I just talked about, the customer data platform. So it's more part of your entire MarTech stack. It's like all in one tool. And there's going to definitely be more tools coming out. I could definitely see loyalty being coming out down the road and expansion of these types of services. So I think from that perspective, it's really good. And with the fact that Klaviyo is built on Python and Django, it's able to be developed on. That's why I got two software developers and a data scientist on my team, because pulling the data out, manipulating it, and putting it back in is possible with, you know, the right developer. And that means we can do really crazy stuff in a B2B environment. So we have a handful of customers using Klaviyo to enable their lead generation efforts. So even though there's no e-commerce happening, that doesn't matter. We can make metrics and success metrics and KPIs in Klaviyo off of a lead generation form, or when maybe we want to trigger a live chat on the website. Perfect. We can fire that as a success metric inside of Klaviyo to get that going. And I made a mention earlier of Google Workspace. So now people, you know, you can do that with Outlook 365 as well. So when they fire off an email, a script runs, sends it to Klaviyo and powers it from there. However, if you already have like a commitment to a third-party tool like a HubSpot or a NetSuite and all that, all those tools are good. I just believe that I think there's trade-offs in all of the email programs for like a HubSpot and for a NetSuite and, you know, Salesforce, Marketing Cloud. Those products are all CRM first and email second, right? So you're gonna get these tools that can do the really great job at CRM, but kind of an iffy job at email. Mm-hmm. And you're always gonna be a little bit behind, right? And my thing is, I believe a lot of these tools from Salesforce, HubSpot, and NetSuite, the email marketing piece, is very expensive and pricey. I don't see the value there. I think, frankly, what they do is they lock you into their CRM ecosystem, and then they take advantage of you by adding these marketing add-ons. And so for some companies, that totally works. But I find Klaviyo to be a much more cost-effective solution that can integrate with those tools pretty well as well. Like, you're not going to get maybe the full integration, but you'll get like 90-95% of the integration in a tool like Klaviyo, where I can't say the same for OmniSend. I can't say that for MailChimp without a significant amount of work and all that. So obviously I'm really big into Klaviyo, but I think there's a lot of really good tools out there, always new ones coming out every day. But by and large, we've hooked up to Klaviyo because it's such a powerful tool. They constantly iterate. And for the holidays right now, they just released like 5 or 6 brand new features in the last month that just really, really supercharge it. So they're actively developing, and I love that.
Okay, now one important question that I guess most of our listeners or most of the email marketers at the channel have. And that is like, whenever they do email marketing, like for most of the brands, it happens that the email lands in the junk folder. And that has been one of the common concerns for, the email marketing. Now, what can be the probable solution for them that the email marketing campaign that they're doing upon that lands in the inbox and not in the promotion or any other folder or in the spam folder?
Great question. I'll give you some general answers to that. This is not one size fits all, but this is kind of a checklist to look at. So the first question is, you got to find out, do you have a deliverability problem? And so I would start at what's called a dedicated domain. So the first question I'd have for you and the listeners out there is, when you send an email from your email service provider, is it coming from your URL or is it coming from the service provider's URL? So if it's coming from the service provider's URL, you need to get it to your URL. And every email service provider out there allows for you to change your DKIM files and your SPIF files at your domain provider, whether it's GoDaddy or Network Solutions, whatever, so it comes from you. So that's number one. And when you change your domain, there's a warming up process that has to happen so that your new domain doesn't go to the spam folder. And I'll talk about that in just a second. But that's number one. If you're on the service provider's email domain, it's possible your deliverability problem might be somebody else sharing that domain that's goofing you up. So that's number one, get on your own domain. Now, once you're there, or if you're already there, if you're having problems, if you're new, you need to warm up your emails. So that means sending a small send size of emails. And when I say small, no more than a few thousand, maybe no more than 3,000 or 4,000 to your highest engaged people. The ones that you're pretty darn sure are gonna click, you wanna send it out to them. If your list is really small, just a few hundred, fine. But even out of those few hundred, send it to people that are going to click. And you want to send it out and give them a reason to click, whether it's a free download or look at our newest thing on our website, but you get them to click. What you're doing is you're telling the AI that runs either the corporate email of the person you're trying to go to, or Outlook.com, or Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, Mindspring, you name it, that this is a trusted sender. So that's like number two, is you want to warm it up. And what you do over a 4 to 6 week period is you gradually increase the sends, and you always want to keep it during that 4 to 6 week period to the highly engaged clicky people to make sure that they're getting it there. All right, so let's say all those boxes are checked and you still have a deliverability issue. the way you can identify this is you want to look at the opens and the clicks. If your open rate is below about 35%, you've got a problem. One of the things might be is, you know, Apple iOS 14 kind of ruined the game for email marketers on opens, because if your user is using an Apple device with Safari, Apple Mail, or whatever, it's going to obfuscate the open rate. So in Klaviyo and in other tools, you can actually turn off the false opens from an Apple privacy open. So if you remove those, about a 30 to 35% with those removed is pretty good. But if you have those as part of your opens, you need to be at least a minimum of 35% opens or above. If you're not, you are probably going to a bad spot, spam, promotions, or whatever. The plan there would be, I would likely look at the content of your email and your subject lines. If they make sense, then I would probably look at changing my email domain and start from scratch, or the email send URL 100%. Like if it's from support at whatever your domain name, I would change it to, you know, a different name at the domain name, see if that helps. If that doesn't, I would completely change my domain name and go some other direction, because you probably burned your domain. Or you can try to warm back up again and start small to get big. If your open rate is good, but you think of a deliverability problem, look at your click rate. If your click rate is below 2% for an email, once again, subject line, and then what is your offer? I would look at the anatomy of the email. Is the call to action above the fold? So when someone opens up on their mobile device or on their desktop, do they see the clickable, you know, call to action above the fold? What do you want them to do? Is it picturesque? Get rid of a lot of the words. You know, the text to image ratio is important, but that text should be below the fold. You should have a beautiful image at the top that tells them in a couple of words exactly what you want them to do with a call to action. If you're doing that and the click rate is, does not improve, well, then again, you got to probably look at your domain and be like, all right, maybe I burned my domain in the past or whatever. Another big thing on deliverability, and I hear this a lot from a lot of clients, is I've got a list. Like, I got a list from my last company. I want to use it. Or they say, I want to buy a list. Listen, those are bad news. And by and large, the benefits of using that list the benefits are way lower than the negatives of using that list. Now, I'm gonna go off my white hat, go to my black hat a little bit and say, if you've got a healthy list already and they wanna use that old list, trickle a few in and see what happens. Keep them segregated in their own little list, add on to it and see what happens. I'm gonna tell you, it's likely gonna be really bad. And it's not going to be good. And those people are going to end up getting you banned. So I would look at that. If your list is largely comprised of those people, then again, you need to get rid of them. And finally, it goes back to what I talked about earlier, the sunset twilight. If you've sent 10 emails in the last 6 months, and if in the last 6 months, these people have not clicked it, it's Apple opens only or no opens at all, get them off your list. The chances of them ever engaging with you are none. Just get rid of them. And move on. That'll help our deliverability as well.
Definitely, definitely. Very valuable about that. Okay, now, we have got a lot of advices today. Any last piece of advice that you would like to give to the businesses or to the email marketers?
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Just try it. Everybody out there, I think right now we are in the golden age of email marketing. With the advent of AI, deliverability is getting better. Our copy is getting better. Designs are going to be getting better, especially as Firefly and other tools and Adobe Photoshop get better and better. I believe the state of marketing in general, digital marketing, is better than ever. And if you aren't embracing AI today, whether it is for email or for other tools, definitely get familiar with it and learn it, because that's the future. It's not going to take over marketers' jobs, but it will definitely make marketers better and better what they do. And if you're a company owner and you've got a person in your digital marketing team, please empower them with AI tools to make emails better. I just implore you to keep on trying, take the first step and get started. If you're waiting on something, it's never going to happen. Just get out there, take the plunge, get started, have fun with it, test. And when those tests do good or do bad, learn from your mistakes. Do better and better, and just get out there and have some fun with it. And that's how you win. That's our philosophy here. And I think if everyone took that philosophy, we'd have a lot better quality of marketing. The art that we would be creating across the industry would be better as well. So there you go.
Perfect. So with this, now we have come to the end of today's. It was a pleasure having you, Chairman, with us and getting a lot of informative tips on how one should do the email marketing for the e-commerce business. And definitely, if one, if we implement these all strategies into our marketing practices, then definitely we can achieve good results from that. So thank you once again for having, giving your time for our show, and we look forward to have you again on our show. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.